Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I'm a finance professor, and I love to talk about black economics and black wealth and all the different ways that you can get ahead financially. Today, I want to talk about this really interesting development in the space of AI and supercomputers. Microsoft just made a big announcement along with OpenAI that I think you want to hear about. And also, if you stick around to the end of the video, I will send you a list of AI stocks that I actually believe in, stocks that I plan to buy. So get comfortable, buckle up a seatbelt, hit that thumbs up button. Let me know if you can hear me okay. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I hope you guys are doing well. Let me know if you can hear me okay. Let me know if you can hear me all right, because today I want to talk to you about artificial intelligence and a recent development, as well as give you a profit alert of a stock that I believe in that I'm going to buy. You don't want to miss that. So anyway, if you can do me a favor, please give me a quick yes to let me know that you're here. You can hear me okay, because I'm in a hotel and the Wi-Fi can be a little bit sketchy and a little bit crazy. So feel free to just say hello and shout out the city you're from and all that good stuff. And if I see your city, I will shout you back. And I want to say good morning to everybody. And I'm sorry to everybody that I could not make this morning's financial consciousness training. As you guys know, we do financial consciousness training every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join us, you can go register at drboycedaily.com, where we give daily financial lessons for those who are serious about their finances. All right. So here's what I wanted to share with you. There is apparently a recent development in the area of artificial intelligence. Apparently, the big brains at Microsoft and OpenAI got together and they created a project that they call Stargate. Stargate is significant. It's something that everyone should know about, because Stargate is basically going to be just one of the most amazing, awesome computer projects in the history of all mankind. Apparently, I'm going to read some of this to you. Microsoft and OpenAI are collaborating on an ambitious project to develop a supercomputer named Stargate. The cost of this thing is a whopping $100 billion. That's crazy. Most companies are not worth $100 billion. The initiative is part of a broader five-phase plan aimed at significantly advancing artificial intelligence capabilities. The Stargate supercomputer represents the culmination of these phases, with the launch target set for as soon as 2028. So this is going to be a four-year deal, like the same way you spend 4 years in college. They're going to spend 4 years building a supercomputer. The cost of the project is going to be $100 billion, making it significantly more expensive than current data centers. Microsoft's expected to finance the project, which will be 100 times more costly than some of today's biggest data centers. The Stargate aims to far exceed current computing capabilities by utilizing millions of specialized server chips. This would mark a significant link in the computational power available for AI applications. AI chips demand, there's a question about that. A critical aspect of the project is the demand for AI chips. So that is one part of the project they have to solve. There's been a big surge in the demand for AI chips, leading to a market control by a few companies, primarily NVIDIA. NVIDIA stock has gone crazy. My wife and I bought some NVIDIA stock almost by accident. Glad we did. I think our $5,000 investment turned into $90,000. And so anyway, if you want to benefit long term from the growth of AI, I think Microsoft might be a good investment to look at. And really quickly, I want to say hello to Dion Rice, Kim Hitchcock. I see you, Joanne Dixon. Shout out the name of your city if you'd like, or the name of your business. Thaddy, how are you? Stories of the Soul, Kenneth Wim from Montgomery, Alabama, Gregory Thompson, Johnny Q. Good to see you, Johnny Q. Bridget Hunter, Etta Seward Kemp. Good to see you too as well. All right. And at the end of the video, I'll give you a profit alert on a couple of stocks that I like, as well as let you guys know if you text text the word stock to 87948. I'll send you a list of AI stocks that I like. And also, if you want to join us for Stormproof Investing, we're doing an event on the 1st of April. I will put the link in the chat where you can actually join and participate in our Stormproof Investing event, where I'm going to show you how to get your portfolio ready for what I perceive to be the coming economic storm. I do believe that this market is set for a pullback. All the data that I'm looking at tells me the market is going to go down sometime this year. All right, so let's see. The supercomputer's energy needs are substantial, prompting discussions about using alternative power sources, including nuclear energy. This reflects the project's scale and its environmental considerations. Location and infrastructure details regarding the supercomputer's location or whether it will be housed in a single data center or multiple nearby centers are still to be determined. The project faces technical challenges such as integrating a vast number of GPUs into a single rack and preventing overheating. The collaboration between Microsoft and OpenAI on the Stargate project is a testament to their commitment to pushing the boundaries of AI technology. The development of Stargate could have far-reaching implications for the AI landscape. Now, the interesting thing about this project, though, is I really find it fascinating that they're planning for the next 4 years. I really would be curious to know what makes them believe that they can plan something in terms of knowing what the world's going to look like in the year 2028. If you know anything about AI and what's been going on, if you know what's going on, basically AI is advancing every 2 weeks, right? It's literally advancing every couple of weeks. And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't really see how you can plan a project for 4 years out in the future. I'm sure that they've thought about this. These are smart people, but I'd be curious to hear their answer. Not to say I don't believe they have the answer. I'm sure that they do. I just like to know, how do you, when you're looking at something that's changing so rapidly, how in the heck do you plan for 4 years in the future? So anyway, Bradley says it's his first time joining. So everybody say hi, Bradley. Say hello, Bradley, in the chat. We want to make sure everybody's welcome, that they know that that you are with family. The only condition is that you can't be ignorant. You can't be a jackass. If you're an ignorant jackass, then this is not the place for you. But Bradley, I assume that you're a good guy. So Brad, everybody say hello to Bradley, so you can show them that we're a bunch of good guys too, or good women and good people. You know, when I say guys, it's kind of not gender specific. You know, you can be trans, whatever. All right. So anyway, so one thing that I was curious about is I remember the word Stargate. Does anybody know the movie Stargate? I think there was a movie. Does anybody remember Stargate and what it was, what it represented? I was looking it up today, trying to remember what Stargate was. It was a sci-fi movie that came out in 1994, and it referred to a hypothetical device that consisted of a traversable portal, typically a wormhole that can send one to another location light years away nearly simultaneously. In the context of Stargate franchise, the device is a large metal ring with 9 chevrons spaced equally around its circumference, which creates an artificial stable wormhole between 2 distant locations, allowing for rapid travel across vast distances. So apparently they have big visions for this. It's interesting. It reminds me of the name Starship for Elon Musk's big project. You know, he's got the Starship that he's going to use to get us to Mars, as long as he's, you know, when he's not tweeting like crazy things on the internet. Elon had me. I was cool with Elon's politics until he put up this post where he literally claimed that black people are less intelligent than white people, that our IQs are lower. And that's when I told him to kiss my butt, because my IQ is higher than his. So I don't know what he's talking about. He used to get out of here with that apartheid nonsense. He was born in apartheid South Africa. So that's his one flaw, or one of his many flaws, I guess. But I don't care that he's a Republican or whatever. That you can be whatever political party you want, but you come into the anti-black nonsense, I can't be your friend no more. However, I do think that that he is he's good. He's doing well with SpaceX. He's doing a good job with that. I also wonder what's going to happen with Tesla. I don't know if any of you are owners of Tesla stock, but let me just tell you, just speaking of that, just since we're doing a little bit of stock talk here, just know that Tesla stock has been an absolute dog lately. Tesla stock has been so bad that they used to have what they call the Magnificent Seven. Now they changed it. They don't call it the Magnificent Seven anymore. I think they call it like the Super Six or so. I don't know. So I forgot. But anyway, Tesla's no longer one of the Magnificent Seven. How about that? In fact, this stock has done so badly. It's done worse than Toyota stock. Toyota stock has outperformed Tesla stock by about 90% in the last 2 years. And you know what it made me think about? It made me think about a brother that I met in the airport, a very smart young black man. And I was really worried about him, though. I was very happy for him, but I was worried because he told me that he'd made like $400,000 or $500,000 or something. So I was super happy about that. You know, he was a fan of the Black Business School. He recognized me. I was talking to him with a mask on, and then I took my mask off, and it kind of freaked him out. He didn't know he was talking to me. And I said, good. So you're into economics, because people that tend to know about me, they think about things like that. Ignorant people don't know anything about what we're doing over here, but smart people do. And I said, good for you. I said, so tell me about what you're doing. So he told me that he put 95% of his portfolio on Tesla stock, and he's been making a killing from it. And I was really happy for him. But I said, you know, if I were you, I'd reconsider that. If I were you, I would reconsider the idea that you think you can put all your money behind one company, because that's just not safe investing. So when I saw Tesla stock just literally nosediving like this, it's gone down 15% this year, year to date, or in the last year. Year to date, it's gone down 29%. The last 6 months has gone down 30%. I thought about this poor guy, you know, because what he did do is he did ride the wave. If you look at Tesla stock over the last 5 years, it's gone up 859%. I said 157%. That's 157 points. So 859%. So even if you deal with the dip in Tesla stock, if you were an owner and you just didn't mess around with it you just left it where it was and you dollar cost averaged your way into that investment, you still made a crap ton of money. So I don't feel sorry for you if you're a Tesla stockholder. Now, someone asked me, should you sell your Tesla stock? Well, it depends on what you believe. If you believe that this company is going to make a comeback, and if you believe that Elon Musk is going to be able to dominate in the EV space, then maybe he's your guy. I don't believe that he's going to dominate the EV space. I think his best days in EV are behind him. I believe that Chinese companies like BYD are going to dominate when it comes to electric vehicles. I also know that right now the demand for EVs has declined, for Americans anyway. Americans don't want EVs. Americans want hybrids, because they have anxiety. They have what they call range anxiety. They're afraid that they're going to get out in the middle of nowhere and not have a station to charge at, or they don't want to sit at a freaking station for an hour or 45 minutes or wait in line all day. They want to be able to pump their tank up, fill it up, and keep moving, right? That's what most people want to do. So right now, EVs are a long way from being widely adopted. And when they are, it's not clear that it's going to be a Tesla. BYD is dumping on the market with really, really cheap EVs. They're just putting out stuff that's just so cheap that people are just wondering, how the hell are you doing that? And so unless something happens where they start putting big tariffs on these cars or something like that, BYD looks like it's going to be the big winner in that market. So am I going to invest in Tesla? Hell to the no. However, let me give you a stock that I do like right now, that I do believe, if you're talking about AI and all this other stuff, a stock that I like right now is I actually like Microsoft, actually. Since we're talking about Microsoft, I feel comfortable with the way Microsoft just knows how to make money. I really do. I just like the way they adjust to the economy. I like the way they handled the whole situation when Sam Bankman-Fried suddenly got fired. Now, the question about Microsoft stock is whether or not it's already kind of gotten a little bit high. Some of the multiples are a little bit high. I don't disagree with that assessment. However, I think Microsoft is a great company for a long-term investment, because I believe that Microsoft is going to always be able to figure it out. And if you go through that storm, remember I was telling you guys we're doing the event on storm-proof investing to kind of get your portfolio ready for what I believe is going to be the coming storm. Well, remember, when it rains, that's your opportunity to get out here and buy you some stock cheap. So if you see a company like Microsoft getting hit hard, and you're in the middle of the storm, then what you do is you jump in there and you grab it while it's cheap. Because as soon as the recovery happens, and the recovery always occurs, companies like Microsoft tend to do well. They tend to recover first. That's where a lot of money gets made. So if you want to join our event on stormproof investing, I shared the link in the chat with you guys. But also, if you just text the word money to 87948, text money to 87948, I will send you a link to join us on the 1st of April. And also, we're going to do money in the morning tomorrow morning. The event is $89. And for the $89, here's what you get. Now, it's not thousands of dollars like some of these other crazy programs being taught by amateurs on the internet who don't know what they're talking about. A lot of these people are scammers. I'm just going to be honest with you. A lot of them have only been investing for a couple of weeks. I've been studying finance for 35 years, since 1989. I taught college students at the University of Kentucky, Indiana University, Syracuse University. I taught in China. I taught in Europe, etc. I know what I'm talking about. And we're not here to charge a ton of money, but for $89, here's what you get. You get the training, the direct training from me, where we're going to spend an hour and a half going through 7 ways for you to protect your portfolio. Number two, we're also going to talk about different ways to make sure long-term that your family generational wealth is going to be strong, whether the storms come or they don't. Number three, you get access to all the slides that I use. Those are yours for life. You can share them with whoever you want. Number three, next, you can bring your whole family in if you want to. You can pay for one $89 fee. Your whole family can join this class. You show me one college class you could take from a professor with a PhD like me, They cost $89, where you're going to get that kind of value. So we're going to do this on April 1st, and I'll share the link with you. But also, if you just text the word money to 87948, I promise you, if you hang out with us, you will have more money in your pocket. I'm an expert on money. That's what my PhD is in. In fact, we have a whole store that you can go take a look at drboycebooks.com, which is totally focused on Black wealth mastery. So if that's your thing and that's what you're into, we are the best on earth at this kind of thing. So feel free to go to drboycebooks.com. Will it be recorded? Yeah. If you pay the $89 fee, you don't even have to show up if you want to. You literally can come in and watch it whenever you want to. So that's another benefit. And I'll share the link one more time for you guys so you can see it. All right. So so without getting too sidetracked from all of this, one thing I'm going to say is, in terms of this AI race, I really believe that AI is the wave of the future. Obviously, it's the wave of the future. But what's interesting to me is what's going to happen when you mix AI with quantum computing. Quantum computing is the big shebang that's also going to happen, that's going to really change the scope of the world. AI can pretty much, eventually AI will be able to hack into almost any computer on Earth. Quantum computers will definitely be able to do that. So if you have a quantum computer that's mixed with AI, I think that's going to be something so powerful we've never seen it before. Your kids will probably be talking to their kids as holograms, when they get to be, 20, 25, 30, 35 years old. The world's going to really change. It's going to change very rapidly. If you don't adjust with it, then you're going to have some problems. You're really going to have some problems. So I really don't want you to get stuck. And in terms of quantum computing, I can't tell you which quantum computing stocks I like the most. None come right offhand. I know NVIDIA has an interesting idea. They actually want to develop a quantum computer that really isn't a computer. They want to totally simulate a quantum computer. I also know that IBM is doing a lot of work on quantum computing. So if you want to know a couple of companies that are really digging into quantum computing, IBM and NVIDIA are a good start. Again, if you want to see a list of other stocks that I like, things like that, and just other things that can help you, text that word money to 87948. Also, tomorrow morning, we're going to do our financial consciousness training and all that good stuff. So every single day, we do something with you in the Black Business School, because we are the Black Wealth Masters, and we really want to make sure that we are ready to get it done. All right. So Sharon's asking, does this include the book club where we can watch the movie? Yeah, well, the book club, that's where we do Powernomics. So every single Wednesday, we cover Powernomics training. And Powernomics training is basically where we're reading Dr. Claude Anderson books as a group. There are hundreds of us. There's actually 3,000 of you registered for Powernomics training. This is something that's so critical for the Black community that we offer this 100% for free. And we encourage you to bring your entire family. You don't have to pay money. All you got to do is pay attention. And so and it's also a tribute to the great Dr. Claude Anderson. I'm going to put a link in the chat for you to join. And also, if you go to blackkeystogreatness.com, you can also not just sign up for the Powernomics training, but you can also get access to my life class. I have a great life class that everybody loves. So there's a few thousand of you that are in that life class. And it's all about things like time management and goal setting and just things that I used to get through my PhD program. It was really, really hard. It took many, many years. And I learned a whole lot. And also, I'm 52. So I figured some things out that can help you be successful. So feel free to take a look at that. Now, Wednesday night, we're going to show our new film. It's called B1 the Movie. And we've been working on this movie for several years with great directors like Rick Mathis and Raheem Shabazz helped him. And a lot of other great people were involved in this project. And so we're going to do the premiere for free for everybody that's in the book club. So again, you don't have to pay money. All you got to do is pay attention. So if you register at blackkeystogreatness.com, you'll get an invitation to join the premiere. So check your email. And also, when you get that invitation from Zoom, once you register for the Zoom, don't ignore that. Just click that link and come on in Wednesday night at 8:30, like you always do. How's Dr. Anderson doing? Well, he's 89 years old, Yvonne. So that's all I can say is he's 89 years old. And that comes with a lot of complications. So that's the most I can really say, I guess, without violating his privacy. But he sends his best wishes, and he's very, very proud of what we're doing in the Black Business School. He and I, sometimes we talk about Diddy, and Diddy actually had reached out to Dr. Anderson about Powernomics, because like a lot of other rappers like Kanye and Ice Cube, he was really impressed with it. But one thing he was disappointed in is he felt like Diddy did a lot of talking, but didn't follow through on things, And I think that one of the ways we forged a great relationship is that he knows that we follow through. We've written many, many checks to the Powernomics Corporation. We've supported the Harvest Institute. We have bought probably thousands of his books by now. And shout out to also to Ice Cube. I asked Ice Cube to go 50-50 with me. And I said, let's buy a few thousand books from Dr. Anderson to support what he's doing. And Ice Cube, you know, to his credit, he went along with it. So I put up a few thousand. He put up the same amount that I put up. And we supported that company. And this is what you have to do. You have to support the things you believe in. You have to support what you believe in. You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. You can't just say, well, I love you. I love what you do. Well, if you love it, then show it. Same thing with your children. If you love your kids, you're going to get them ready economically. If you love your family, you're going to help them out financially by maybe talking about business or figuring out opportunities, not charity. I'm not talking about charity. I'm talking about trade. Trade is where you benefit and I benefit. It's not where I benefit and you don't, or you benefit and I don't. Well, that's draining. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever gone through that where you had to take care of somebody for their whole life and they gave you nothing in return. No, I'm not talking about that. In my book, The Ten Commandments of Black Economic Power, it's all about developing a strong economic culture. And one of the things that I mentioned in this book is that charity is stronger than trade, that you really can't build a strong economic ecosystem that's built solely on charity, because you get drained. You get freaking drained. The people that are doing all the charity, they run out of resources. And the people that are taking the charity, they become dependent on the resources. They can't feed themselves. So what you do is you build trade. You build a trading ecosystem so that money goes in and money comes out. Everybody wins. Everybody's happy. Everybody ends up on top. That's what you want to aim for. So anyway, my book, if you go to drboycebooks.com, you can get a copy of my book at the in the Black Wealth Mastery store. So feel free to go to drboycebooks.com. You can get an autographed copy. All right. So I'm going to answer a couple more questions and we're going to get on out of here. So I think the main reason I came in here is because I wanted you guys to know about these new AI computers that they're building. This AI supercomputer is going to be done in 2028. Microsoft and OpenAI are partnering on this computer. It's called Stargate, and it's going to be explosive. And I encourage you also to keep up with the developments of AI, because it's really going to affect your life, whether you want to or not. So anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Do me a favor. Please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And I hope you guys have a great day. And let's see. Somebody says, when is the baby generation 50s and 60s course coming? Oh, you're talking about for retirement, Gerald. Yeah, we are going to do some retirement stuff. There is a retirement crisis happening in America. And right now I've got my team on it. We just brought in a new dean of entrepreneurship, Dr. Lene Javette. And Dr. Javette is an absolute, just an amazing Black woman who is really good at what she does. She's one of the best on earth. And she has joined our faculty. We have a lot of adjunct faculty here in the Black Business School. And when I tell you that we got the best of the best, there is no university that will give you what we can give you, especially not at that price. But even if we were charging, you know, $100,000 a year, it's worth it, because our students have higher incomes because they affiliate with us. We focus solely on what you need and what your challenges are. And we do constant surveys of students to make sure you're happy with it and to make sure that it's changing your life. I'm not here to just do a whole bunch of talking and a whole bunch of feel good speeches. I'm not a motivational speaker. I am a solution oriented speaker. That's what I do. And so if the solution don't work, then I don't want to talk about it. So that's what we do. We're not here to mess around. We ain't got much time. So anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And please hit the thumbs up button. And by the way, if you want to see Dr. Lene Javette, that's who she is. And she is our Dean of Entrepreneurship. And very soon she's going to do some more curricula with you. She actually runs something called the Black Power Her Conference every year. And she's just one of the best out here. So anyway, have a great day. God bless you. Thank you all. Thank you so much for listening. Hit the thumbs up button. Also, if you want to get a free copy of that training, How to Make Money Without Working, just text the word money to 87948. Text the word money to 87948, and I'll send you tons of information that will change your life. Have a good day. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now, family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to coach side for three. What did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.